Mabel.
What's the matter? Are you scaring all the traffic off the road? I guess you was referring to yourself.
Nah, never referring to myself. I'm right under, I'm smack dab underneath the repeater right now. Under the repeater.
Oh, you got a good signal. Man, you're up north.
From 6 mile on 11, right under the repeater.
There was a guy up there calling CQ last night for help, and he was on this repeater, and I called the Blue Ridge Power Company for him. He was tickled to death. They had 50 mile an hour winds up there wherever he was at, and up around Table Rock State Park, there was another guy saying, and all the power was out, and the backup generators were down.
No, they were claiming we were going to get flurries last night, but I never saw nothing. Dang it.
How far north you were, but yeah, I heard them say that. But some places did get snow up there, and as far as I'm concerned, being from Kansas, they can keep it.
The county actually did get some snow, so Burnsville, that vicinity, Wolf Laurel.
High altitude. Well, what was you doing up at 6 mile? We just had to make another run to Walmart because of my stupidity. I forgot to pick up some pain patches while I was down there, some of that Orlean capsaicin stuff for my back. So we ran to Greer. Boy, the traffic from now till Christmas is really out there.
Pay water bills and do some miscellaneous work at Clemson and all that sort of fun work type stuff. Ugh.
Work for a living, ain't it?
For the first time ever, I had that dream about, you know, retirement sounds good.
It's like flying. It has its ups and downs.
Being no income. The upside being, hey, you don't have to work.
We were pleasantly surprised today. We got a letter in the mail about from Social Security saying something about, I read it as a reduction, and it was about half of Bernice's Social Security. And so I thought, well, I'll give him a call. And I said, no, it was an increase. And I said, well, Merry Christmas to you, too.
They ever actually do a reduction. It's like, you know, somebody asked me, well, are the prices of anything coming down? And I'm like, no. They rarely actually come down.
There's a 3.2% increase coming, and we got a letter in the mail about that the other day. But this one said something about what she had been being paid was erroneous, and that it would now be X amount of dollars, and that was about half of what she normally gets, and that's a pretty good kick in the gut, you know. And so when I called them, I thought, oh, I'll be on the hold line here for about 20 or 30 minutes, and by golly, I wasn't. And the lady was very pleasant, and she said, no, that's an increase. never look a gift horse in the mouth, so I didn't ask her why.
Well, you know, I blame Congress for one of their worst mistakes, at least in my opinion, that they ever made, and that was taxing the income of Social Security. I mean, we pay Social Security out as a tax. Why should we get taxed on the backside? They just shouldn't have done that.
What? And if you make over so much, they tax it again at the end of the year. Mine isn't that much, but it's real close. But they raise that amount every year, so we always wonder whether or not, you know, if you make under a certain amount, you don't have to file taxes at all after you're retired and that. But I didn't know that for a long time. Now, I've checked it many, many times. So we watch it very carefully because when I first got my Social Security, I asked that guy, I said, well, how much of this can you see in my background? He said, I can see everything. He said, you done everything right, Tom. So I said, don't worry about it. And he was really nice down there. But, oh, boy, you're cramped in there like a bunch of sardines if you got to go down to that Social Security Administration.
And he's what, 52, and he keeps looking at it when he can actually retire, and he's like, well, you know, if you make over like $20,000 on the side after you're fully retired, anything more than that, they start reducing your Social Security, and it's like, yeah, it wouldn't be such a bad thing if they weren't charging the income tax on the Social Security you get. And, you know, that seems like they did that back in the 80s or something. And they just should have never done that. That was a terrible, wrong thing to do. And Congress did it because, hey, they wanted extra money to waste.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember which president it was. I think it might have been Nixon or that. And used to be Congress couldn't touch that fund. But after his presidency, by executive order or whatever they did it, they passed a law, and so they've been stealing out of the Social Security Fund for years and years. And I don't think that's right. What people put in there is for you to retire on, and for them to throw it away, you know, it just doesn't seem justifiable.
The original concept of the Social Security was to, well, you know, if I give you $5,000 a month, you're going to spend, most people will spend the full $5,000. Therefore, you won't put any away for retirement. So the government's going to put money away for retirement for you. And then, you know, it seems like it was... Who came after Reagan? I don't remember. It seems like it was like late 70s, early 80s, mid 80s. I don't remember. And Congress was like, oh, hey, look, there's a lot of money here. Let's just steal this money. We want that. Maybe we'll lock out and everybody will die. I don't know. That's just, you know, if you're going to force us to save for retirement, let us have our money. Don't tax us on it. Charge us extra crap. KJ4CTD Mobile.
You got elected, Wyatt. You got a head on your shoulders. Shoot. Well, I'll guarantee you, we can't change it, and that's the way it is. I think that would have been Bush after Reagan, but I don't keep track that close. Anyways, we're getting up here towards our turnoff on Gap Creek Road on 101, just passing the dollar store, if you know where that's at.
Getting ready to cross 25, heading home. I'll get home eventually.
I should have said Highway 14 in 0TR. Well, they got that road messed up down there again you told me about the other day down by Dave Watson. We went down through there this morning, got a little eye infection and needed some eye drops, and got past Dave's, and I can't remember exactly where it was at up there, but you remember, Bernice? But it was past Dave's going towards Wade Hampton, and they had one side completely blocked and had to have a truck guide you through, you know. And so don't go down that one.
Good day for CTD Mobile. Yeah, I think that's that last quarter mile I told you that they had... had left alone for, I mean, it's been like a week or so since they were working on there. So maybe that's that last quarter mile they got to do.
Because that was chewing up the pavement several inches there, you know, getting ready to lay all new pavement in there. The old Rutherford Road, I think it is.
That's, I imagine that's what it was. I saw it on the map when I was heading to Greenville this morning, and 18 miles an hour, and I'm like, well, if it's 18 miles an hour, they must be doing something there. I'll just go the long way.
Man, I know, I don't use it very often, but Waze tells you that, and Google on the car thing here, it tells you that, but I never use that for driving around locally unless it's a specific address I'm hunting for, you know. Well, I'll let you go. I'm glad you're having a good day. It is pretty out here, even though it's 53 degrees. The sun's shining, and ain't got nothing to gripe about. Got a little breeze, but last night, I don't know. Well, I'm glad we didn't get those 50-mile-an-hour winds, but I looked out at 3 o'clock this morning, and that line isolator was really doing a dance out there with the winds we did get. Got 2 and 5/8 inches of rain, though, and boy, we needed it. KJ4CTD and 0GR. 73's Wyatt.
Okay, we'll catch you later. KJ4CTD, mobile.